Do you get hugs from kulaks, like after you
Yes,
play?
people I don't even know come up to me.
Wow.
You know, but I also, again, it's a thought. If I think to myself, maybe this music, it'll just go, no, it's not going anywhere. I mean, I've worked harder at it than I've ever worked on anything in my life. And I don't even want to call it work. It's my passion. I think that what saved me was passion. Passion for something that is so healing and helpful. So when we went to the producer and I was told I'm not contemporary and my songs, my lyrics are a little bit too complex, that nowadays, you know, it's simpler lyrics, it just fueled me into thinking, but who I am? No, I'm going to tell my story and I'm going to tell it exactly, honestly, how it feels. I can't sing something that's not honest. If I write something and it doesn't feel real, I have to change the words. Joni, knowing me from the past and now to the present, what kind of growth? How do you think of me as different? Because I think I've transformed, but then you've known me my whole life. So do you see me differently today with my eye condition and music than perhaps you saw me when I was a younger girl?
Well, you've definitely come along with your feeling bad with your eyes. You've definitely opened up a whole world, created all these amazing songs, which really are fabulous, I have to say.
Thank you.
I love them. I think that's given you the opportunity to move forward and be grateful and appreciate what you do have. So I think that's huge.
That's so true, because when I would tell myself, you should feel grateful, I didn't. But when I really, truly felt grateful, I think it was just those little things that made a difference. When I had a little less pain, when I stopped putting on the compresses and using eye drops and eyelid wipes, the very things that I thought were helping were making my eyes really irritated, I actually didn't have pain anymore. I could walk around, and I even notice it. This actually brings me to one of my favorite hypnotherapy tenets. I have a wonderful therapist, and everything is reframed. And here's my favorite line. The more you look for something, the more you will find it. What does that mean? The more you look at pain and discomfort, you're going to find more of that. The more you look for healing, you'll find more of that. So I apply that to my life. If I notice my eyes are feeling better, I tell myself, more, 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 more. I'm going to notice that. So it's taking the focus off, like, oh, there's a little pain here, I'm going to rub it. No, it's sort of like, boy, there's so much better. So that's another thing I do. And that was a big turning point for me. I thanked my cousin, and I actually, you know, again, I went back to that doctor. I asked him, I said, please tell me what I'm allergic to. And he said, you have to figure it out. And I went to an allergy doctor. I still have ideas of things to try. I have another doctor that's a naturopathic doctor. Is that how it's pronounced?
Naturopath.
I might go that route. So there's still lots of things for me to try.
How do you think you've changed and grown? How are you different today compared to before your turning point?
Before my turning point, I was in a place of rescue me, somebody's going to fix me. I was desperate. I could not live this way. I was so discouraged. I could not believe that this was my eyesight. I'd wake up every morning and look and go, oh my God, what a mistake I made having cataract surgery, or I hate my eyes. The turning point was to get rid of the hate. I can't hate my eyes. I love my eyes. Look at the beautiful things I can do with my eyes. I can't do that to myself. So after my turning point, it was all about, I love my life. I love my music. I am worthy.
Don't you have a song, I Love My Eyesight?
Yes, I do.
Is that in one of your lyrics?
Well, I think that's the song I love, Music Save Me. And Music Save Me is about when noise turned to music. Before I had music, it was actually silence. But I had also a headache of noise in my life. So much noise. TV blaring, kids shouting, birds, you know, chirping, dogs barking. I didn't have any peacefulness. And when I found music, all the noise in my life turned to music. And it's all about our senses. When we're born, we take for granted, perhaps we see, we hear, everything's great. And in my song, it was, I remember how much I loved seeing things and smelling things. And I had these senses. And then one day they were all gone. I was an adult and I was an unhappy woman. And I didn't treasure my senses anymore. But then when I found music, all of it came back. But one of the verses was, when I was young, I loved my eyesight. Colors and sounds filled me with delight. I missed my senses when they went away, but the magic returned when music would play. I was so sad, pain left a hole, till noise turned to music and rescued my soul. Music inspired.
While noise was empty.
When noise turned to music.
It rescued my soul.
It saved me. That's another song that rescued my soul. I guess I have a lot of recurring themes.